This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I grew up in the Southwest United States, in Phoenix, Arizona, and Las Vegas, Nevada, and especially in Phoenix growing up when I was really younger, you would hear of men getting bit by their Franks and beans because of a spider that would hide under the toilet seat. And I don't know where I heard about this. I don't think it was my parents that told me. And I would sit on the toilet seat. I never wanted to sit on a toilet seat. I wanted to stand because I wanted to be like my dad. And I wanted to pee standing up. I really didn't want to turn into my mom. I wanted to grow up and be a boy. Now I'm a girl. I'm heterosexual. I love my husband. I'm happy with who I am. But I just didn't want to be a woman. I didn't want boobies. I didn't want any of that. I wanted to be able to be a man and stand up and pee, because not men had more fun. They got the cooler toys. It was just so much cooler to be a guy, and I wanted to be a guy. I wanted to be dudes. And I didn't want to sit on the toilet seat. Now, I was very confused as a kid how a man would have gotten bit on the toilet seat if they got to stand and pee. Well, it's because they had to go number two. And men, in order to go number two, had to still sit on a toilet. So it took me a little while because I was really, really young when these stories would happen. So then as a kid, I learned early on that you need to lift up the seat. And you need to lift up the seat to check for bugs. Now, if you're already lifting up the seat, then you might as well just go. The problem is it's then like a toilet in Europe. You really need the seat. You need the seat. So sometimes I'd forget to put the seat back down and fall to the toilet. I did try to stand and pee. And it just went straight down. I couldn't aim it. I was so jealous of boys, you know. And then the other problem is my brother's growing up. I had a brother 4 years younger than me. And he didn't have really good aim as a young kid. So now I'm lifting up the seat. And I don't think I wanted to see what was under the seat. So I slowly grew out of that obsession with checking for spiders underneath the toilet seat. But then there was a movie with snakes coming up through the toilet. And I think it was Porky's, was it? Where somebody put snakes in a toilet, and I think the mean female coach, I don't know, there was one movie where a bunch of snakes were coming up through the toilet. And then I got scared all over again. I'm not very fearful of things, but I am of insects and bugs and snakes and things like that once you run that risk. Well, apparently a gentleman lived everybody's worst nightmare, where a snake came up the piping and bit him on the genitals while he was going potty. And this was from his neighbor. It was his neighbor's snake. So apparently, the man, who has not been named, paid a visit to the bathroom. There's a lot of different ways to say going to the bathroom, you know, dropping the kids off at the pool. Having a pool. Going to my throne. Taking a dump. I mean, there's all sorts of different things you could say about, you know, going to the bathroom. But in this news article, The Independent, because I think the British, like, you paid a visit to the bathroom. That really sounds a lot more classy, so let's go with that. And he felt a, quote, pinch in the area of his genitals. This makes you cringe. And this was after he had sat down on the toilet. Now, he's 65 years old. He was from Graz, Austria. And this was a 5-foot-plus albino reticulated python. An albino reticulated python is that mean-looking light. Yeah, it's scary. And this was 5 a.m., and shortly after he sat on the toilet, he got bit. Now, the snake is non-venomous, but it's a constrictor. It's native to Asia and is reportedly 29 feet long. So why is the reptile in Austria? Well, apparently a neighbor had it, and it escaped from the neighbor's apartment and might have reached the man's toilet as it went through drains. Not exactly sure the exact route it took, but you know, you have some pipes sticking out of your house, and maybe it climbed in through the pipe. But somehow the pipes were connected and got into the neighbor's drain, unless it was an apartment. It's an apartment, that's why. So, wow. So the unnamed victim was taken to the hospital, treated for minor injuries. Remember I told you guys that a lot of, you know, there's a lot of injuries to vegetative genitalia. We talked about that yesterday. So, yeah, this is one of them. I told you bites. We were talking about human bites, but animal bites. So the reptile expert and a reptile expert responded to the man's home, removed the snake before cleaning it. Okay, remember, the guy was going potty, which means that snake came up through the marsh and the mud and the other dirties. And then they returned it to the pet owner. I wouldn't have even washed it. I would not have even gone through the trouble of taking the risk of washing a constrictor. I would have just said, here you go. It was in the toilet. It's your pet. You wash your own pet. Meanwhile, the man's neighbor has 11 other non-venomous constrictor strains in the apartment. He also has a gecko. And he keeps them in terrariums and drawers inside his residence. Now, I don't know about you guys, but this would not be like the neighbor of choice for me. I do not like animals. I do not like snakes. I do not like those things coming into my property. And here's the problem. If he would have searched the toilet before he sat on it, it doesn't matter. The sucker climbed. So you can probably see the light through the water going, this is a good place to go, and I'm going to, and remember, they can't breathe underwater. And here's my thing, it's a constrictor. So it could have wrapped itself around and then cut the blood supply, because apparently you can't get the snake off. And don't think constrictors, even if they're non-venomous, they don't bite, they can still bite. So, I'm not a guy, I don't have those body parts down there, but I could just imagine that can be very crushing. And, you know, it's hard enough to go potty already. You know, a lot, you know, people think, oh, you know, it's just easy for me to go number two. A lot of us, we need complete silence, or we need music in the background, or we can't be in a public bathroom, or we need to have drunk our coffee first. There's a whole choreography. There's this whole protocol people need, recipe, in order to be able to go to the bathroom. And this guy, and if he's a 65-year-old man, and he's Austrian, and I've had family that are Austrian, I don't think he's going to be able to go number two for a while very easily. That has got to be scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're tracking Tropical Storm Elsa. Apparently the weather is getting worse in southern Florida. The tropical storm, still not a hurricane, but the tropical storm began last year at the Florida Keys, sadly complicating the search for survivors of the condo collapse and prompting a hurricane watch for the peninsula's upper Gulf Coast. Apparently, in addition to damaging winds and heavy rains, the Miami-based U.S. National Hurricane Center warned of life-threatening storm surges, flooding, and isolated tornadoes. A hurricane watch was issued for a long stretch of coastline from Egmont Key at the mouth of Tampa Bay to the Senhatchie River in Florida's Big Bend area. Bands of rain were expected to reach Surfside on Florida's Atlantic coast, soaking the rubble of Champlain Tower South, which collapsed on June 24th. I believe 32 people have now been found dead. Search and rescue crews are still working through rain in search of more than 100 others listed as missing. But because of lightning, they've had to pause. And then there was a garage area, I guess, with debris that was already filling up with water. Now, to be hurricane strength, it needs to be about 74 miles per hour. Currently, Elsa's maximum sustained wind stood at 60 miles per hour early Tuesday. A slow strengthening is forecast through Tuesday night. Elsa could be near hurricane strength before it makes landfall in Florida. Its core was about 65 miles west-northwest of Key West, Florida, and 215 miles south of Tampa. So basically what it did is the eye of the storm. So whenever you look at the trackers, this is where it gets a little confusing. So when you look at the trackers, it looks at where the eye of the storm is. So it jumped over Cuba, went through Havana. It's on the west side of Florida, and then it's planning on going up through Tampa, past Florida, into Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, and then heading out to sea. Remember, though, these hurricanes, the eye of the storm is just the small part. So the storm itself could track miles, so it could still cover the majority of Florida, and that's why they're still getting rain. So the forecast also included the possibility of tornadoes across South Florida on Tuesday morning and across the Upper Peninsula. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis did expand a state of emergency to cover a dozen counties where Elsa is expected to make a swift passage Wednesday. They are expecting the storm not to hover and move slowly, but to go quickly, as opposed to Hurricane Katrina that hovered for days. President Biden did approve an emergency declaration for the state ahead of the storm. Forecasters predicted Elsa would hit coastal Georgia and South Carolina after Florida. I was just in coastal South Carolina. We have family there. South Carolina, family visiting. Beautiful state. I was just impressed. Oh, my gosh. People were so nice. The food was good. And the coast was so chill. You know, as opposed to being on the West Coast in California, it was just, I mean, and, you know, maybe it's because there weren't a lot of travelers yet, but, you know, South Carolina was open, no masks, you know, if you were vaccinated. It was just, it was a very, it was very chill. Myrtle Beach was really, really nice, not as busy as I expected it to be, but then again, you know, it was hot and maybe people were sleeping in from the festivities, but it started to get busy and we were kind of there early. But, you know, nice waves, not like what you see in the Pacific, but the Atlantic Ocean is just beautiful. But we were in an area called Debordeaux. And Debordeaux, I guess, was land that Lafayette had purchased in the 1700s. And then I believe the Vanderbilts bought it from them. Multiple people live in these areas. There's one called, I think Debordeaux Colony. And it's not so much a colony from the colonial times, but I guess it's a housing development that's like a little mini city in and of itself. And it was just amazing. And forests, and we saw alligators, and we saw turtles, tons of mosquitoes. I even posted a video of the frogs, the sounds the frogs were making. I wasn't expecting sounds like that. I mean, I come from the West, so we don't really have that sort of access to nature. We have rattlesnakes, so we have the or whatever the rattlesnake sounds like, the rattle sound. I can't reproduce that. But we have, let me see if I could pull the video. You just have to hear the sounds of these frogs. And you guys are going to be like, okay, we hear this all the time. But for those of us West Coast folk, it's just incredible. Let me see if...
Hear the honking? So those are frogs.
See, they were like honking, ha ha ha. I guess that was honking. Those were supposed to be. Let me see if I can play it again. I just want to make sure nobody's cursing, you know, because I work with the kids.
Hear the honking? So those are frogs.
Yeah, and then there was another frog that I guess was blowing up and honking, and by the time I got there, it stopped. You know, remember the frogs? They were trying to attract, you know. Things that they were attracted to. So all of a sudden I come over there and it just deflated. It was like, yeah, it happens with humans too. So, but yeah, that would have been the spot that sadly Elsa might be hitting in the next couple days. So the storm surge, apparently Georgia's coast is under tropical storm watch. Much of the South Carolina coast. Forecasters said tornadoes could strike in the eastern Carolinas and Virginia as Elsa moves north. The storm surge could reach 5 feet over normal dry land in the Tampa Bay area if Elsa passes at high tide. And Commander Colonel Ben Johnson Johnson, but he spells it differently, said only essential personnel will be allowed Tuesday morning at the MacDill Air Force Base, which is located along the South Tampa Peninsula. And they're even planning to shut down the Tampa International Airport Tuesday at 5 p.m. So this is supposed to be a direct hit coming from the Gulf. Could it strengthen in the Gulf? Absolutely. So they said, if you look now at how the storm is incredibly lopsided to the east, so most of the rainfall is going to be east of the center of the storm. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. We're not looking forward to this hurricane season. It is expected to be above normal, above average. Last year was, I believe, record storms, and nothing that we would even want to replicate. But unfortunately, this year, they are expecting just as bad. El Nino protects us, and I don't think we're in an El Nino year. Correct me if I'm wrong, of course, at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But I believe, and if I could just give you the predictions, they are predicting at least 14 to 18 named storms, winds 39 miles per hour or higher. We get 45 mile an hour winds where I live, so that's, desert is very windy. But in terms of tropical storms, if they're at least 39 miles an hour, they're called a tropical storm. So 14 to 18. This is number three, and it's only July 6th. 7 to 9 could become hurricanes. It has to be at least 74 miles per hour to become a hurricane. 2 to 4 major hurricanes are expected, where they would be category 3, 4, or 5. Now, just to review, the wind speed, if you're above 74 miles per hour, you're at least a category 1. Once you hit 96 miles per hour, you're a 2. If you're 111 miles per hour, you're a category 3. If you're 130 miles per hour, you're a category 4. And if you're over 157 miles per hour, you're a category 5. Now, in terms of category 1, people say, oh, you know what, it's going to be okay. There's still damage. I mean, wind speeds and rain, there's still damage. But by category 2, you get extensive damage, but category 3, devastating. Just devastating for a category 3. Remember, Hurricane Katrina was a 3, but it hovered. And it might have been a 5 at one point, downgraded to a 3 to a 4. By the time it hit land, remained a 3. And that was devastating. Catastrophic is a 4 or a 5. In any given year, the Atlantic Ocean averages about 12 named storms, 6 becoming hurricane, and 3 major. Deadliest hurricane to ever hit U.S. soil was the Great Galveston Hurricane of 1900. They had no warning at the time. Over 10,000 people died. So, El Nino is the ocean atmospheric interaction where sea surface temperatures rise near the equatorial Pacific. So you get a wind shear in the Atlantic. That is linked to lower than active hurricane seasons. La Nina is the opposite. Below average sea surface temperatures in the western to east central Pacific. And so La Nina causes less wind shear at the Atlantic, allowing, I guess, more storm production. And so La Nina could unfortunately be worse. I don't think we know if we're La Nina or El Nino yet. I'm going to have to look it up. So the names for the Atlantic are going to be Anna, Bill, Claudette, Danny, Elsa. So we're already technically on the fifth name because it's E, but I think it was the third storm that affected U.S. coast. Then comes Fred, Grace, Henry, Ida, Julian, Kate, Larry, Mindy, Nicholas, Odette, Peter, Rose, Sam, Teresa, Victor, and a hurricane, Wanda. I'm really nervous about that because of a fish named Wanda. And then in the Pacific, you have Andres, Blanca, Carlos, Dolores, Enrique, Felicia, Guillermo, Hilda, Ignacio, Jimena, Jimena, Kevin, Lindy, Marty, Nora, Olaf, Pamela, Rick, Sandra, Terry, Vivian, Waldo, Zena, York, and Zelda. I'm worried about Zelda. 1-877-DOCDALI.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First responders are not stopping their efforts at the site of the deadly condo collapse in Surfside, Florida.
We're able to remove 124 tons of debris, which is equivalent now to 5 million pounds of debris off the pile.
Miami-Dade Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky saying federal agencies and out-of-town rescuers are still helping search through the piles of debris. As Tropical Storm Elsa continues to head towards Florida, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is telling his state to get ready for a lot of rain.
You will see flash flooding conditions in many parts of Florida as this thing moves through.
He says the northern part of the state could get hit especially hard. However, DeSantis saying evacuations on a wide scale likely will not be needed. Find us online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News. At least 150 people were shot dead following a violent 4th of July weekend. The Gun Violence Archive says there were more than 400 shootings reported in major cities across the United States. In Chicago, 83 people were shot. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown says the court system needs to keep offenders off the streets and give them real consequences.
The outcome of a safer weekend is the criminal justice system, which includes the courts. So if the courts are continuing to release violent people we arrest, the outcomes of our strategy are less effective than they could be.
Britney Spears is stepping away from the stage and entering into retirement. At least that's according to her longtime manager, Larry Rudolph. Multiple reports say Rudolph recently submitted his letter of resignation to Spears' personal conservator, Jody Montgomery, and her father, Jamie Spears. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, making headlines is, if you remember, University of North Carolina had a pretty controversial, a few months, that surrounded on Professor Nicole Hannah-Jones reaching her tenure. And Hannah-Jones is the one who had, I believe, created the 1619 Project. And UNC had apparently stopped her tenure application due to her lack of teaching experience and amid criticism over the 1619 Project's, quote, inaccuracies and generalization. So after a bunch of pressure, the University of North Carolina did offer her tenure. Well, Nicole Hannah-Jones said, nah, forget it, keep it. And she's going to go to Howard University. Apparently, protesters were brawling during a board meeting. She had claimed that a powerful donor blocked her from the lifetime role. And so, obviously, tenure is one of the highest attainments you could receive in the academic profession. It provides you safety with your job. It provides you amazing status. And it takes years to earn, to be granted. And there's a lot of qualifications that are needed to be, I guess, checked off. So you could be an amazing teacher. I could join academia. I could teach and become, you know, very popular, let's say, with students. But I don't deserve tenure until I've been there for, I guess, a very, very long time and paid your dues. Now, I'm not really sure how long she was working for University of North Carolina, and I'm not exactly sure, you know, what her other qualifications were, but she did win a Pulitzer Prize for the 1619 Project, which reframed American history to focus on when the first Africans arrived to Virginia as slaves. But the 2019 series of essays have come under a lot of criticism for portraying American history as fundamentally racist and also containing historical inaccuracies and generalizations. UNC had initially offered her the role as Knight Chair in Race and Investigative Journalism at the Hussman School of Journalism. Now, this is a role which has been appointed with tenure since 1980. But then they apparently, according to Daily Mail, backed out of the offer of lifetime tenure amid criticism of her appointment, and she was offered a five-year contract after officials said they were concerned about her lack of traditional academic background. Now, she had, I guess, she had thought that this was under the influence of a powerful donor in reference to an Arkansas newspaper publisher, Walter Hussman, who revealed that he had emailed university leaders calling the 1619 Project about the legacy of American slavery highly contentious and highly controversial before the process was halted. So she did not get the tenured position. It sparked further outrage from the left. And then UNC finally said, you know what, okay, fine, we're going to approve it. They voted 9-4 to accept her application at a special meeting. And then I guess supporters came in, there was a brawl, but she has said, you know what, no, I'm not going to take it. And I don't blame her, honestly, because, it, you know, at that point, if they didn't want her, and that's, you know, I've seen that, sadly, with institutions, you know, when you're not appreciated, if you're not wanted, you know. But on the other hand, also, I would really like to know what the academic decision was in terms of who gets tenure and who doesn't. It kind of blows my mind that it's up to votes. And I thought if you had, you know, the student evaluations and the students loved you, if you had no citations or censures, if you had success with your students passing their boards, I mean, you know, students could like you because you give them all A's, but are they successful at what they do? If you put in your years, I think it really varies on how many years you put into the university. So I don't understand, and I could be wrong about this, why there's debate and why there's subjectivity in this. Usually, you know, to avoid any sort of subjectivity, then you have, you know, did they put in their 20, 25 years? Did they, you know, are they a PhD? I guess a lot of times they have to be a PhD, I think, or some have to have a master's, or, you know, do they, et cetera, do they have all the qualifications? You know, how we approach history, you know, and I get asked this a lot, just because I've taught, I've worked in so many different facets. In addition to being an MD, I've also been a professor, except, you know, and I love history and I study history. You know, the things that have happened in our country, just like in Germany and Austria and in multiple countries, there have been hideous things that have plagued our history. And it's horrible. It is. But, however, we as America need to decide what we learn from, what we teach, and how we move on. I think kids need to understand about racism, bigotry, anti-Semitism, homophobia, what happened to people that didn't, you know, go along the grain. I mean, Jesus, these are things that need to be taught and explained so people realize that, you know, this is why we fight for freedom. This is why the forefathers, you know, wanted us to not be ruled by a monarch. Why Abraham Lincoln, you know, wanted to free the slaves and have all men created equal. So we do need to learn about our history. But the one thing I've noticed in the years of schooling that I've had is the author of the book can have that flexibility to give history in a certain filter. And you would think history should not be subjective, right? Hitler killed millions of Jews and non-Jews and homosexuals and gypsies. Hitler, that's really not a, but people think it's fake. People think those pictures were fake. Where's my family? I really like to know where my family is. Same thing with slavery. I mean, slavery existed. It was horrible. It should have never happened. Thank God we overcame and we don't purport or have a country that promotes slavery. Sadly, we have traffickers. We have people who are enslaved to others that we are sadly, you know, trying to fight. And unfortunately, people who are trafficked become slaves to the people that are trafficking them. But how we move forward, and this is a concern that people have, is are we ever going to be able to move forward? Will really depend on if we as a country agree with the history that's being taught and the teachings that we get from it on how to prevent this from happening in the future. If racism still exists, and racism does still exist, then those areas that are unfortunately perpetuating racism need to be addressed. Is the country racist? No. I don't believe we live in a country that's racist. Do I believe we have racist people in this country? Absolutely. Do we have anti-Semites in this country? Absolutely. Do we have people who hate women? Do we have people who hate men? Yeah, we have people that hate everybody. We have people that hate children, that hate pets. It's a country that has that. But as a whole, you know, do we give everybody the opportunity to go to school, to get fed, to go to a hospital and get treated, even if they're not a part of our country? And that's what we have to decide as a whole. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you Those with hair can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I know it doesn't show, but when I grew up, I had teachers. Remember, I went to 12 schools, so I had tons of teachers, as well as my mom, who were sticklers for grammar. And the one lesson I never got was less and fewer. I never got that lesson because I went to 12 schools. I got some lessons double or triple and some not. So I forget when you say fewer and when you say less. I need to look it up. And I'm always corrected on social media by people, and thank you. It just, that was just the one thing I never learned in school. But for the most part, I try to be very, very careful with my grammar. And one very important grammar step that we're changing is you used to get criticized chastised, even punished, if you would use a plural for a singular. So when you would say, let's say, the child went to school. He was wearing a shirt and cap. If you at the time said they were wearing a shirt and cap, you got in trouble. They is plural. If a child is going to school, then it's he or she. But in today's world, no, we're not gender specifying or gender committing. So what people are doing to play it safe, because you don't want to say it, you don't want to call a person it, is many people are moving to they. And you'll notice I'm even starting to do that. I don't want to violate the plural singular rule because I was pretty traumatized by my teachers growing up in the 80s. You weren't supposed to do that. But if I say there is a child, you're not supposed to designate if they're boy or girl, so you can't technically say he or she. So then if you say they, you don't get in trouble. So obviously people are making the decision of who are they more fearful of? Are they more fearful of their teacher and improperly mixing the plural and the singular, or are they more fearful of woke society and getting the terms incorrect? Well, those aren't the only ones that might kind of get you into some trouble, especially with your boss. And there's a piece that's going around on CNBC on if you want to sound smarter, you need to avoid these 24 overused words and phrases that make you sound pretentious. These are according to word and grammar experts. Now, many of us fill in our conversations with a lot of useless and clunky words and phrases. Many have duplicate meanings. And when I write my blog articles, I'll notice sometimes I'll use a double negative, or I'll use two words. I'll use an adjective and an adverb that mean the same thing. But I'm like, but it gives it a lot more pop if you use both. The problem is it might not be grammatically correct. So some of the things that these, I guess, managers have said in this one study, and it's through CNBC, are some of the following that really tick managers off. So when you say it was 3 a.m. in the morning, that's a little redundant. 3 a.m., a.m. is ante-meridian, which means before noon. So you don't really need to say 3 a.m. in the morning. You could say 3 before noon in the morning. I don't think so. I don't think that makes any sense. I would just say 3 a.m. Because 3 before noon in the morning is 9 a.m. So anyway, so don't say 7 p.m. at night. Just say 7 p.m., okay? Then absolutely essential. I will hear bosses say, this is absolutely essential. Essential means it's essential. Essential means absolutely necessary. So if you're saying absolutely essential, you're basically saying absolutely, absolutely necessary. So avoid using the both unless you are trying to emphasize something. And you'll hear people say, this is absolutely essential. Now, why are they doing that? It's because so many people have said, this is essential, this is essential. Your essential nutrients, doesn't mean much anymore. So it's kind of, boy who cried wolf. So that's why people are starting to put this extra emphasis and exclamation points. If you say that is actually a fact, well, a fact is already something known to be true. It's existing in fact. So you wouldn't want to say factual fact. One thing I always say is at this point in time, or at the present point in time, a lot of managers don't like that. Why don't you say now? Now's a lot shorter. Well, at this point in time, it's just a phrase that I think we picked up, I'm not sure when, maybe from Lord of the Rings books, not sure. This depreciated in value. How many times have you said, my car depreciated in value? Your car depreciated. Depreciated means it lost value. It's fine. Don't be redundant. We are going to eliminate completely or eliminate this entirely. We are going to take your department and eliminate it completely. Well, if you're going to eliminate, that's what eliminations are. Eliminate means you've already kind of gotten rid of them. So that's already completely removed. But people like the adverb. An adverb is something that ends in L-Y, okay? We're going to combine these together. We're going to join together our departments. Join together. Just say join. We're going to join and we're going to combine. So the end result or the final outcome, I use that all the time. So what's the end result? What was the final outcome? Just go, what was the outcome? Okay. I estimated this at about 4 o'clock. When you estimate something, you're already roughly calculating. So just say I estimated. You don't have to go at about. I use this all the time, too. Those two cats are the exact same. Just say they're the same. They're nearly the same. Exact same is same. I use exact same a lot. I got some favorable approval from my manager. Well, approval is not always favorable. Well, approval, yeah, I guess approval is favorable. But, see, to me, favorable means approval. If somebody approves, that means they're okay with it. But favorable just kind of adds something nicer, but they say that's apparently redundant. I feel badly. They say, for some reason, many people think adding the L-Y to bad makes it sound better. So they say, I feel badly instead of I feel bad. But it's wrong. Just say, I feel bad. Bad is the noun. You don't have to see I feel an adjective. Now, the general consensus of opinion. All right? A consensus is already a generally held opinion. So a general consensus of opinion is an overachiever from the Department of Redundancy Department, according to CNBC. A triple redundancy. So general consensus, that's fine. Just say consensus. I always say this too. Yeah, that store is in close proximity to the others. Or the artery is in close proximity to the vein. Again, redundant. In my opinion. So when you're sharing a perspective or insight, they already get that it's your opinion. They say no need to throw that overused phrase. I disagree because when I say something, it's fact. And I need to specify, I'm not going to do fact, this is my opinion. Right, my opinion, something is fishy with COVID. I'm going to say in my opinion. In the final analysis, you can maybe just say finally, in the process of, they say don't use in the process of, I found this most unique. They say they don't like that. Past history, past memories, past records, I'm going to postpone until later. The reason being, the reason why, just say the reason. I'm going to summarize briefly, just say brief summary, situation, and just adding whys to sentences. People don't like whys, I guess. I don't care. You guys can speak any way you like to me. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.